Sir.
30 years on from Dundee United's UEFA Cup final adventure.
A chance for Kevin Gallagher!
Memories were made.
That's a goal for Dundee United. Yes, Kevin Gallagher!
This is the Class of 87 with Dave Galloway on TFM.
Jim McLean was the man who'd moulded the team into a force to be reckoned with, both domestically and abroad. Paul Sturrock says McLean was a perfectionist.
He wanted you to play the standards he knew you could achieve, and when you didn't reach those standards, he wanted to know why.
TFM, the Class of 87.
Maurice Malpass reckons wee Jim's the greatest he's ever worked under.
I was fortunate enough. I was in Scotland, I had Joe Steen, Alec Ferguson, or Wally Smith was there. Everybody raves about them, but Jim McLean was miles in front of them.
The players, the fans, the memories. 30 years on from Dundee United's UEFA Cup adventure. The Class of 87 on TFM.
So, let's look at that amazing UEFA journey 30 years on. TV presenter Lorraine Kelly is one of United's best-known supporters.
At the time, I was a reporter covering Scotland for TVAM, and Steve, who's now my husband, was my cameraman. And we actually covered every single step of that campaign.
When the draw for the quarter-final was made, United came out of the hat with Barcelona. Here's first-team coach Gordon Wallace.
I remember coming into the office and he said to me, the draw has been made today for the quarter-final. You'll need to go and watch them because we've got a home game tomorrow. I said, OK. So I went down the office and said to the girl, right, I have to go and watch whoever we're getting to. I said, we've got Barcelona. I said, who are they playing? She says, Real Madrid. I said, oh, no, I'm not going to watch that.
TFM.
The first leg on March the 4th, 1987, saw a crowd of more than 21,000 pack into Tannadice. The outcome of the match was settled by a goal from Kevin Gallagher.
There's Gallagher. The perfect start for Dundee.
A spectacular strike, but the debate has raged on all these years. Did he mean it?
When he played it back to Kevin Gallagher, and he just played it in the box.
100% no. I think his comment after the game to us was it was off the training ground. Well, a few of us must have missed that training session.
It's only fair that we get Kevin's views now.
To this day, I still don't know. It was a reaction that I've done. Came off my foot.
30 years on, Dundee United's Class of 87.
The 1-0 victory set United up for the return leg at one of the most iconic stadia in world football, the New Camp. Before the match, Jim McLean said they'd go there without fear.
In my opinion, it's an experience that we're all should be looking forward to. And if you're a professional football player, then in my opinion, there's no way that you should be overrun with the situation.
30 years on, memories were made. The Class of 87.
And what a night it was. Barca went ahead to level the tie on aggregate, but then goals from John Clarke and Ian Ferguson in the last 5 minutes secured a wonderful 2-1 triumph. United had again done the double over Barcelona.
The players, the fans, the memories. 30 years on from Dundee United's UEFA Cup adventure. The Class of 87 on TFM.
So United then through to the last four, but standing in their way, the might of Borussia Mönchengladbach. United had to settle for a 0-0 draw in the first leg at Tannadice. The Germans were arrogant, convinced they'd go through, but they were made to pay for their cockiness. Kevin Gallagher.
I don't think they've done their homework properly on Dundee United, and especially away for them. And yet again, we catch them.
Ian Redford scored the second goal to add to Ian Ferguson's opener, completing a 2-0 aggregate win. United were through to the UEFA Cup final.
30 years on, Dundee United's Class of 87.
Now, in those days, it was played over two legs. United lost 1-0 in Gothenburg, but this time they also had a Scottish Cup final against St Mirren to play just 4 days before the return leg at Tannadice. United were defeated 1-0 by the Saints. Could the players lift themselves for Gothenburg's visit then on May the 20th, 1987? The Swedes took the lead to go 2-0 ahead on aggregate. Then in stepped John Clarke.
Good play from Clarke. And there's the equaliser.
That goal gave United hope, but it was too little, too late, meaning that despite putting so much into the season, they had no trophies. Paul Sturrock says that was a crushing blow.
We had an hour out here going round in disappointment and waving at all the supporters and everything else. The time we got back in the change room, you know, it was very emotional. amongst us. You know, people were in corners and really, really down.
Well, that's almost it from our nostalgic look back at what might have been for Dundee United. My thanks to Arabzone for the use of audio from the United Archives. Let's leave the last word to Lorraine Kelly.
Everybody was just absolutely brokenhearted. I didn't even want to talk to the boys afterwards because I could see how gutted they were, you know, but they were ultimate professionals and still talked to me. We still put a report together, and you still had to kind of try and look on the bright side and just say, hey, you know, look what we've achieved.
30 years on. The players, the fans, the memories. Dundee United's UEFA Cup Final adventures. The Class of 87. Watch exclusive video, extended interviews and share your memories at tfm.co.uk. Hashtag memories were made.